This podcast is powered by Men's Tee Clinic. June is Men's Health Month. Optimize your total wellness with Men's Tee Clinic. For over a decade, Tolos continue to trust Men's Tee Clinic to transform their hormone health, mental focus, weight, movement, and sexual health. Be the next life change. 972-GO-MEN'S-TEE or menstclinic.com.
Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
It's time now to go into the pimp cup, though. Here's Lucius, your G-bag of the day.
Boy, I see what you're trying to do right there. A little spin move. Quarterback back it up real fast. Fake it to the running back. No, I'm going over here to the switch. It's a pitch.
Yes, that's right.
That's what that was.
Yep, we're taking you on the sweep. Yeah. I'm trying to be positive, you know?
That was real fast. I didn't see that coming. Pause. All right, let's see here. I had to spray down the pimp cup with some Febreze.
Oh, yeah.
I was in here eating my Bootsy tuna,
okay.
Trying to pack on them proteins. Yeah. And I didn't want it to smell like a volleyball locker room or something in here. You know what I mean?
Yeah, it's tough.
Ooh,
yeah.
Elementary school teacher's locker room.
Like a BBL.
Yeah, that BBL smell. Mm. Had to protect Carter and everything. You know what I mean?
He likes it.
This is G-Bag of the Day. We do it every weekday on the Fan at 5:30. If you see anything floating out around out there, don't be afraid to hit me up at Lucky Lucius P on social media, Lucius Alexander on Facebook, or you can follow us all if you find G-Bag Nation on Twitter. Our winner right here, day number two, I believe. Young fellow, he's scared to get a shot. Talking about a vaccination, scared of needles, but he motivates himself through it. Check this out.
You gotta stay very still for me, okay?
Oh, yeah. Ow. Okay. What the heck, though?
It's okay. Ready?
Oh, you grab his hand. Heck yeah. Heck yeah.
All right.
Just do it.
Just do it. Okay, here we go.
Yeah, boy. That's what I'm talking about.
It's Marvin Harrison Jr.
Yay!
Look at me.
That's what I'm talking about.
Hey, look at me.
It's okay.
Yeah. Straight cry, straight tears. Yeah, here we go, though.
Yeah, here we go.
Just do it. All right, let's see what else I got for you boys.
Oh, Brian Wilson left
us
today.
Oh, yeah, for sure, man.
Yeah.
Really sad. I seen that movie with John Cusack.
Yeah.
About Brian Wilson. I was like, okay, I see you.
Boy, super smart.
Real life genius.
Weird. I think that's Kevin Love's uncle.
Really?
Brian Wilson?
Yeah.
Oh, okay. I thought you meant John Cusack. I was like, damn, this dude is everywhere. let's go to, I guess the NBA finals are tonight. Been sitting on this one for a second, waiting for the finals. Richard Jefferson make fun of Kendrick Perkins.
Oh, yes.
Little shot.
I love it that Tyrese said, I've got to get myself going earlier in the games. I've got to get feet in the paint. And you saw that in the fourth quarter. He had 5 going into the fourth. And then he gets those 12 points, but the game's out of reach. It's a 20-point game. Those are empty calories. Perk knows about those. And so when I'm talking about a team.
Those are empty calories.
Yeah.
Shout out to Miles Turner. He's rocking a Tyler Seguin jersey as he walked into the arena tonight.
Nice.
The Dallas Stars.
Nice. Okay.
Boy, that's what I'm talking about.
All right, good for him. Okay, what else we got right here? Dallas Wings, they play tonight as well.
Uh-oh.
Dejanae Carrington.
Yeah.
You guys know who Dejanae Carrington is?
She's really pretty. She's really tough. Didn't she, like, pull ladies down by their hair and
she
stuff?
She sure does. Yeah,
she's
absolutely.
She's got a little dirty side to her.
Yeah.
Pause.
Okay.
Hey, listen, me and you hoping the same thing, bro.
Speak it into existence.
Yeah. Yeah. There, yeah.
She was in this documentary we were watching over the weekend with Shaq and Iverson trying to bring back the Reebok brand. And so they were, like, recruiting her. And my eyes perked up, and she's like, oh, you know who that is?
Yeah.
I sure do.
Yeah, she's got that real, real bleach blonde silver hair. She looks like an action figure out there when she's playing basketball.
Mm-hmm.
Some people call her Lola Bunny sometimes, you know, the little basketball bunny.
Yeah. Yep.
Well, she was in the pool hanging out with another one of the Wings players, Nalisa Smith, I believe it was right here. Yeah, Nalisa Smith. They were hanging out in the pool late night. Looked like they had a little bit. They were on live, and they got a message from Paige Beckers.
go to y'all's rooms. We got a game tomorrow. You need sleep.
Actually,
hey, our warden is speaking.
Who said that?
P5 said we gotta go to bed.
Girl, please don't get me started on her. Are you back? Are you playing tomorrow?
Bro, shut up.
That's all I
want to
know.
Are you back and are you playing tomorrow? That's all I want to know.
She's still in the protocol.
Yeah, she is. Right now? I thought she was back today.
I have no idea.
Oh, okay.
She stayed in that thing for a while. It must have been a tough headache.
Found the misinformation over
there.
Yeah,
there we go.
Found the misinformation.
Hey, man, at least I'm consistent.
I don't think she's playing. Is she back? I don't know.
She's definitely back.
Are they 1-9?
It's been bad. Yeah.
It's not good.
It's rough.
We're struggling right now.
Yes.
Our team is attractive.
P5 will fix that.
P5 is back. Y'all need to go to bed. Yeah. We said so.
The warden.
The warden. All right, let's go to WPLG Local News 10 in Florida, which they are celebrating Pride Month. They have the rainbow flag as their default pick. I was like, oh, okay, I see y'all. Look at y'all.
PLG.
There's a 9-year-old Panthers fan named Sophia. She's going to tell you what she loves most about hockey.
Okay, peel back the curtain a little bit. We interviewed 9-year-old Sophia here before the game, and I asked her what her favorite part of Florida Panthers games are. Sophia, what is your favorite part of Panthers game?
The fighting.
There you go. Okay, so now I have to ask you, now that it has become the big story from this game, what did you think about the fighting, especially in that third period?
It was really good, and I really liked how they punched each other.
Now, did you feel like the Panthers won the fight in addition to the game?
Yeah, probably. Yeah.
So do you want to be our local 10 fighting hockey expert?
Yes.
Yes.
I love it.
She's crushing the game.
Yeah, man. It's great vibes.
That's awesome.
That's right before they retire to their bedroom. About 10 years old.
Yeah. Sorry, man.
That's the last great moment of the sweet young girl. 9 years old, Chief. Write that down. Make sure you appreciate him.
Frank. Sorry, bro. Wow.
Yeah. I'm still waiting for her to circle back around.
He said, yeah. I told you, she'll start falling out with the mom pretty soon.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. That
and then
happened.
She's going to run to you. For
That's happened.
Oh, yeah. No. The fallout with mom has not happened big enough to make her run back to me yet. But I'm waiting for it. I keep asking ChatGPT about it. They say, don't take it personal, okay?
It's not your fault.
Just keep saying hi and don't get defensive and think you got to ignore her back. I was like, okay.
Snap GPT, can you tell me why my daughter does not like me?
What am I doing wrong?
What am I doing wrong?
I mean, and I'll tell you what. You talk about a talking doctor. This ChatGPT, he's got it going on pretty good.
Yeah?
Yeah, he'll coach you up.
My meta glasses want to keep talking to me. They want to have a conversation with me. Tell me about yourself and stuff like that.
Oh, your smart glasses.
Yeah, my smart glasses. If I'm getting animated with an argument or something, maybe they think I'm in an argument. The glasses, everything okay? Do I need to call an emergency? I'm like, whoa.
No, don't overstep. Yeah. You learned your place, glasses.
Yes, I'm good. Back to your job.
You just lay in bed at night. Gosh. Just get all vulnerable with your smart glasses. Yeah.
Tell me where the nearest fast food restaurant is.
Like your diary.
Hey, Matt, are you up?
Lay back.
All right, what do you say? Time to vote here.
Yeah, let's go ahead,
is
man.
It Richard Jefferson with a Perkins blast? That was our one challenger. Of course, our champion is the kid. Getting the shot in his knee or something like that. Dallas Wings. You got a WPLG Local News 10 as well. What do you love most about hockey? And 9-year-old Sophia, she liked the fighting. I'll go with her. I'll go with 9-year-old Sophia. Chief, how about you?
I'll go with old Richard.
Okay. Lucius?
Little dude receiving the shot.
Vote for the champ, old chap.
Yeah, I'm sticking with the champ.
Our basketball team.
Oh, yeah.
The Wings. Oh, Paige. A score of 2-1. And still your G-Bag of the Day champion. Good luck to the Wings tonight, though. It's time to stay in the Pimp Cup, where Lucius.
Yes, sir.
Has LA Live.
It is a butt-naked Wednesday. Let's get into it right after the great Rick James.
All right, you squares. Time is smoked.
Fire up this funk and let's have a toe. It'll make you dance to some of everything. Everybody get high.
Every player, unless they're from the same household, has to bring their own tennis balls so that you don't touch other people's tennis balls with your hands. You can kick their balls, but you can't touch them. I'm going to blush. Sorry. Of course, if you're playing with someone in your household, you can touch those tennis balls. To avoid confusion...
It's Butt Naked Wednesdays.
Hey, this is LA Live for Wednesday, June 11th, 2025. It is a Butt Naked Wednesday here in LA Live. And it's a butt naked because if you're paying attention, everything's getting exposed. Everything is getting exposed. Shout out to Miss Erica Badu for naming today. Peace to the gods and earths out there. And shout out to Clarence 13X. That boy L.A. Wildin'. That boy L.A. Wildin'. L.A. Live is sponsored by Greystone Roofing and Construction. That is greystone-roofing.com. I wanted to get to this one yesterday on a Toxic Tuesday, but I didn't. And I feel like if I don't get to it now, I won't have a chance. There was two people shot on Sunday on the Vegas Strip.
Oh. Yeah, yeah. The streamers?
Live video, streamers.
My God, bro.
Nuts.
Yeah. Those are real-life internet people.
Yeah.
Dang.
They hunt them down, right?
Yeah, at the Bellagio fountains.
Oh, geez.
That's where the incident took place. We've all been there.
We all been there.
We've all been
stayed at the Bellagio.
Yeah. Look at you. Yeah, man. Been out there before. You know, maybe had a few gummies and just like enjoying the night and the view and everything.
The people watching is the best.
One guy had a stream set up where he was just like showing that view, which is a cool stream idea. Like, here's out front of the Bellagio.
Yeah,
and that video came in. I'm like, okay, what's about to happen here? And I saw the shooter go past the screen and then chaos happened. I'm like, what is going on? The lady freaking out.
Jackson.
Was that her husband or something?
No, I think she was just a bystander.
Dang.
Hold on. If you have young ears or you know, I don't want to trigger you, but this is some scary stuff right here, y'all. You talking about this, Dawson?
Yeah, what's up, brother?
Are you
her.
This podcast is powered by Men's Tea Clinic. June is Men's Health Month. Optimize your total wellness with Men's Tea Clinic. For over a decade, Tolos continue to trust Men's Tea Clinic to transform their hormone health, mental focus, weight, movement, and sexual health. Be the next life change. 972-GO-MEN'S-TEA or menstclinic.com.
Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
Wow, bro. I mean, he just stood right there point blank and just gave that man some rounds. Boom, boom, boom.
On stream. He knew the guy was on stream and went to go find him on his stream. I just don't know how you could crash out that bad.
The victims were,
at least wait for the stream to end and hire a hitman, bro.
Oh, man, it ain't even, whatever it is, ain't even worth it.
Not worth that, but yeah.
If you hire a hitman, I'm telling you right now, if you're online, I'm warning you, if you're talking to a hitman, you're trying to set somebody up, that hitman is an FBI agent, okay? I'm just letting you know, right now, it's an agent. It's not a real person. I'm
clearing my cookies now, thank you.
Helping you out. I'm helping you out, fam.
Damn, dude.
The victims were two YouTubers, Finny the Legend and his wife, Bubbly. How you going to kill somebody named Bubbly, bro? That's wild.
They're happy.
That damn Bubbly keeps pissing
Bubbly,
me off.
Man.
Tell that Bubbly to shut up.
This is so crazy. They were shot by a 41-year-old man. He goes by the name of Sim City Manny. Sim City Manny. These are real life internet people that it just got caught up and went too far. Sim City Manny. They said he turned himself in, brothers. Maybe they called him. I don't know.
Yeah.
Because reporting is awful out here.
You read four different stories,
you're going to get four different things.
I can't keep up.
So, it's awful. But anyway, he has been booked with two counts of open murder with a deadly weapon. Mm. There's a difference? Murder? I thought murder was murder. It's open murder and what is it? Behind the closed doors murder? What are we doing?
Killing somebody in front of public, I guess, because the Vegas shooting a while back.
I don't know, man. I just didn't know there was a difference. I probably should do my Googles on that and educate myself. Maybe I can talk to AI about it. Hey, Meta.
On it.
What is open murder?
It might be, like, bad for business, you know, the tourism thing.
I mean, I'm
like,
sure it is.
Oh, Lucius, open murder is the legal charge where the specific degree of murder, such as first or second, is not initially specified. This allows the court to determine the appropriate classification based on the evidence presented during the trial.
It's like a placeholder.
So it's not premeditated. Like, that's premeditated to me. You decided you were going to go shoot this man.
Yes.
We've got a whole paper trail of you guys beefing back and forth. They said the beef between those guys started, the internet says it started about 2 years ago. Manny maced Bubbly, the lady, on Fremont Street, which Fremont Street is amazing. But I'm pretty sure it didn't start there because wouldn't we already have beef? I'm not just going to mace you for no reason.
Oh yeah.
Why
it must have started before?
What led
that?
To the mace?
This is crazy. These fools have crashed out.
Texter saying the wife was holding the phone. I think so.
That lady, that was just a bystander or something, right?
Yeah, maybe a fan or something.
Oh my God, the wife was holding the phone.
Her dropping the phone.
I'm learning about Fremont Street, Lucius. I've never been to that.
Fremont Street is amazing.
Open air mall known for live entertainment, dazzling light shows, and historic casinos.
You should be good and buzzed up by the time you hit Fremont Street. Don't go over there sober.
Okay. Is that on the south side?
And go at night. Go at night. Unless you go during the day where the dispensaries are cheap over there in Fremont Street.
It's on Casino Center.
That's a pro.
Casino Center Boulevard is the right word.
Any tips you got to save money in Vegas?
Come on.
Dude. Spend $100 on breakfast. Expensive.
Oh, definitely.
Any pizza places you mind?
Oh, the vending machine? Go F yourself.
It's a one-time thing.
This fool SimCity Manny recorded himself searching for Finny the Legend a day before the shooting. Okay. Recorded himself, man.
Okay.
Jerome, I'm out here searching for my baby.
This is crazy.
I went through every f***ing casino there is. I heard there's one of my biggest fans here in f***ing town. I'm dying to see him. I'm f***ing dying to see him.
Oh, no.
What are we doing, fuel bar tonight? Is that what we're doing? I'll f***ing be there. You come to my city and think I'm not going to show up? You f***ing think I'm not going to show up? I should have been the first one to be told. Right? Somebody should have sent me my invite. Mr. Marquez.
I would say that qualifies as first degree. That's premeditated.
It's chilling to hear, knowing what transpired.
Especially said dying twice like that. Yeah. The second one on the emphasis. Yeah. Dying to see, man. Come on.
What kind of car are we driving, by the way?
Yeah,
it's a real life evil superhero laugh.
Yeah.
Yes.
Don't get those often.
Put that man under the jail, bro. Put him under the jail. All right. Had to get y'all that one. LA Live 105.3 The Fan on a butt naked Wednesday. It's hard to wrap my head around what just happened, what I just played right there. SimCity Manny and crashing out, killing folks. Got a question for the Tolos. What is something you cannot wrap your head around right now? What is something you just cannot? I just cannot figure this out. Huh? What's going on? I ask questions to the Tolos that follow me on Facebook, and I got answers like, how the Simpsons predicted the world we live in now today.
Yeah. Oh, that's right. I think what the mind seeks, it will find. So they put that stuff out in the ether. It can't help but become true.
Even the elevator ride of Trump? That was crazy.
Yeah.
That was crazy.
Might be some coincidences involved, but yeah, I'm a believer.
What is something you cannot wrap your head around? Tolo says that we're just floating on a rock, paying bills. Why Mavericks fans are still complaining about the Luka trade? What else we got right here? Diddy freak-offs. They lasted for 96 hours. This Tolo cannot figure out how that happened, fam.
6 hours.
Were there naps involved?
It's crazy.
We're working in shifts?
We're definitely working in shifts.
Okay.
He had a few guys come through. Now, I don't think the girls were working in shifts.
Wow.
Yeah, I think they were double shifting.
Sounds painful.
Yeah, well.
Man.
It's all that oil. Yeah, that's what that's for. We got to. Something you can't wrap your head around. Dan Patrick's mission to ban hemp in Texas. Can't figure out why it's just so dead ho on that, this Tolo says.
It's a great invitation. Figuring out nation on the take.
Oh.
Yeah.
what is something you cannot figure out or get around, whatever. Why Taylor Swift is even considered great? Just Tolo's hating.
She's a great songwriter.
Great songwriter, I guess. She writes all her own songs, though, right?
Yeah. She's the full deal. You know, it's just maybe she should have been the writer.
Okay, I can't hate. How the Texas Rangers can score 15 runs one day and zero the next.
Yeah.
Can't figure it
out. That's a mystery.
Pretty aggravating.
Last time they did 13, didn't they get shut out the next day?
I think they did.
Probably did.
Oh, yes.
About a month ago.
I remember that, yeah.
Something you can't figure out. How common sense stopped being common. Yeah. I went through a real depression in 2018 when I realized that. Let's see what else we got right here. What is something you cannot wrap your head around? The prices of these new apartments, they're the size of shoeboxes.
Cost of living in general.
Man. Yeah, like how does anybody get to, how do you get to retirement?
I remember like around the 2010s.
Working forever, bro.
Yeah.
It shifted to four figures. And I was like, wow, this is crazy. You got to spend $1,000 to get a decent place these days. You know, and now I, what is it now, 25 hundo?
Yeah, $1,000 is going to get you nothing. Pretty much nothing.
Yeah, pizza to God. What is something you cannot wrap your head around? The fact that we have to pay for stuff like water and air. Okay. Yeah, they kind of got us right there, especially that water part. They really got us. I can get the air.
For now.
Can't really, yeah, for now.
For now.
I get that. The prices of deodorant, this Tolo cannot wrap his head around that.
It's ridiculous.
Yeah, it's like $13 for some good deodorant. You can get you some cheap stuff, but then you're like, well, am I killing myself?
The aluminum. Dude, yeah. I will get, if I use like just a run-of-the-mill.
It hurts.
After 3 or 4 days, just like red and stings and itches.
Yeah.
I'm calling Walchuk for his rash lotions and stuff. Like, help me, bro.
And he's hoarding those.
He is.
Well, gosh, I need them ever since that back waxing. It's been an issue.
That was a flare-up. What is something you cannot wrap your head around? How can a king-size mattress fit in a box?
Yeah.
They send it to you in a box.
Yeah. Yeah. How do they roll that thing? We think the Chipotle burrito rollers are impressive.
I can't put a sleeping bag up these in damn a bag.
They're just standing on top of it.
Yeah. What the heck? Porsche control it. Chipotle.
All right, what a man. What is something you can't wrap your head around here? How some people with degrees are dumb as hell.
That's true.
Educated fools from uneducated schools.
You can, you know, with just a below average education, if you're really good at following instructions and you got a work ethic, boom, degree. I think employers figured that out about mid-90s. Like, man, college degree is not worth much anymore.
Ouch.
Yep.
She's doing good for my sister, I'll tell you what.
Yeah.
Well, yeah, she'd be stunting on us.
I mean, there's some success stories.
She'd be stunting on us.
Yeah.
You peasants. I just bought some land in Amarillo. Oh, okay. When's the last time you've been there? When you going back? What is something you cannot wrap your head around? 3D printers. My mind just can't grasp the concept, as Tolo said. They're pretty awesome. Kind of dangerous, too. What is the point of a silent letter?
Yeah.
Ooh, wow.
What is
the point of a silent letter?
And all the different English words that could be ear or air, just with no rhyme or reason. They're one or the other. It's trivial, you know?
It's a car crash of
most
language.
Languages have rules. Yeah. We have no rules. We just have
crash.
An amalgamation of words.
It's a hodgepodge, as Eric would say.
Yeah, that's right.
Hodgepodge. There we go.
What else we got right here? The fact that I pushed a baby out from down there still blows my mind.
That is wild.
Yeah.
Don't look, fellas. The miracle of the birth is beautiful. Just stay on one side of that room and cheer your woman on or something like that. But don't look down there. It's going to take you a while to get your life back together after you do.
I wake up in a cold sweat from time to time.
Yeah. Whoa. Yeah. Hey, Doc, you going to stitch that back up or what? What's going on here? Bold through that thing. All right. What else we got? What is something you cannot wrap your head around? People fighting over that Popeye's chicken sandwich. Hey,
bro, that sandwich is great.
It's a
stab worthy sandwich.
Is it back?
Oh,
it never left. Yeah. It's here
it's
to stay.
It's a mainstay now.
Yeah, it's a mainstay.
I might pick one up on the way home. It is good. I just, whenever I find myself there, I get Tackle Box.
Yeah. That's your go to.
Creature of habit.
This self-driving car is loose. I saw my first one last night. leaving the star, Vach and I were walking to our vehicles, and Vach like, dude, there's nobody driving this car. And yeah, it was driving. I still can't wrap my brain around this.
Yeah.
It is wild.
So like picking people up?
It's like a Tesla. I don't know what it was doing. Just leaving the parking garage.
Wow.
Going to pick somebody up is like Knight Rider.
Yeah, I'm saying.
Hello, Michael.
Hello, Michael.
So weird, dude.
Nah, I'm not getting in.
Shit.
I'm not getting in unless I can take over. All right, well, I guess that's it for me. We get ready for these ranges here.
Let's go.
I'll be black tomorrow, Lord willing, and the creek don't rise. That's my time. My name is Lucius Alexander. I'll holla. Peace.
That's right. LA Live with Lucius every night, 5:40 here in the G-Bag Nation. And it is time for some of that Texas Rangers baseball as the pregame's coming up at 6 o'clock with the first pitch at 6:35 in Minnesota. We'll have day baseball tomorrow. What's that? Is that a 12 o'clock first pitch tomorrow? I believe that is 11:30 pregame.
Yeah. I think we got a 12:10-er.
12:10 first pitch tomorrow, as hopefully by that point we'll be looking for the sweep, but can't be too greedy, although I am starting to feel good about these Rangers. Jack Leiter is on the hill tonight. Let's get up with a first pitch strike, a second pitch strike, and then throw that closing pitch to get these strikeouts and start closing these guys out and increase the confidence level as we push forward. But no doubt about it, Rangers baseball coming up here with the pregame at the top of the hour. First pitch at 6:35 for Lucius Alexander in the Pimp Cup. Carter Freeman coordinating your video. You can watch us at 105throughthefan.com, Twitch, and YouTube. Of course, Wolchuk and Chia follow your nosebleed brothers. Would like you to like and sub the video before you head on out. Rangers baseball is coming up next. For Brian Broaddus, I'm Gavin Dawson, and until tomorrow, right after the Rangers game, probably about 3 o'clock, maybe 3:30 or so, you're going home with the G-Bag Nation. At ease.
This podcast is powered by Men's Tea Clinic. June is Men's Health Month. Optimize your total wellness with Men's Tea Clinic. For over a decade, Tolos continue to trust Men's Tea Clinic to transform their hormone health, mental focus, weight, movement, and sexual health. Be the next life change. 972-GO-MEN'S-TEA or menstclinic.com.
Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9-to-5 for a 5-to-9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.